Happy New Year, everyone, and thank you for listening. Welcome once again to this week's Police Blotter. The following are some of the arrest reports filed last week with Butte Silver Bow Law Enforcement. Wednesday, January 3rd, 12:06 a.m., a suicide attempt slash threat was reported at a redacted location. Just under 3 hours later, an accident was reported at Sampson and Wynn, and a suspect was arrested and charged with ungovernable juvenile. At 11:08, a shoplifter was apprehended on the 3900 block of Harrison Avenue. Disturbance was the report from Porphyry and Washington at 2:35 p.m., and the arrest was for partner family member assault. At 3 p.m., while assisting another agency, most likely probation and parole, on the 600 block of South Idaho, a perp was detained and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Once again, following a disturbance, this time on Longfellow, at 9:42, an arrest was made for PFMA, minor injury, physical contact. On Thursday, January 4th, the time, 12:41 p.m., the location, 2nd Street and Shields Avenue, the allegation, possession of dangerous drugs. At 4:56 p.m., a suicide attempt slash threat was reported at a redacted location. At 8:08, a wanted person was spotted on the 500 block of South Main and subsequently charged with revocation of sentence. On Friday, January 5th, at 8:29, officers were assisting another agency in North Alabama and subsequently arrested a probationer for probation violation. 1 hour, 10 minutes later, again assisting another agency, this time on South Idaho. The charge, possession of drug paraphernalia. The time, 12:27. The location, the 400 block of South Wyoming. The allegation, possession of dangerous drugs. At 3:51, a wanted person on the 1900 block of Oregon was charged with criminal contempt. At 4:38, an unwanted person on the 3900 block of Harrison was charged with criminal trespass. At 5:55, a sexual assault was reported on the 3200 block of South Montana. On Saturday, January 6th, at 4:42 a.m., suspicious activity on the 500 block of South Montana resulted in an arrest for DUI, drugs, or alcohol. At 12:28 on the first block of West Broadway, a disturbance was reported and a suspect was charged with a parole violation. On Sunday, January 7th, at 2:34, suspicious activity was reported at Madison and Shields, and a suspect was detained for possession of drug paraphernalia. At 12:10, again following a disturbance, this time on the 300 block of North Washington, and this time the allegation was partner family member assault. At 2:02, a hit and run was reported on the 1900 block of C Street. At 7 p.m. on the 2900 block of Harrison, an arrest was made for disorderly conduct. Also, this past week, there were dozens of traffic stops and tickets issued, so please remember to use good judgment while driving and otherwise. Until next time, for the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.